Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for January 19th, 2025 is based on 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagenfield, and the sermon title is Gifts for the Common Good.
An introduction. The congregation at Corinth experienced division as people were comparing their spiritual gifts, thinking that some to be superior than others. Paul invites this fractured community to trust that God's Holy Spirit has gifted them all perfectly for their mission together. A reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed," and no one can say, "Jesus is Lord," except for the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are a variety of services, but the same Lord. And there are a variety of activities, but the same God who activates all of them in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit of the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to the other an utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, the discernment of spirit, to another, various kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. The word of God, the word of life. Thanks be to God.
Well, grace and peace to you from God, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. Amen. Last week we celebrated Baptism of Our Lord Sunday, and we talked a lot about what baptism is, what we as Lutherans believe about baptism, and what baptism means for us in our daily lives. One of the things we talked about is how in baptism we believe the Holy Spirit awakens in us the daily desire to die to our selfishness, and then rise again to live a countercultural life of loving our neighbor and working for justice. One of the ways that we do this is by using the gifts which God has uniquely blessed each and every one of us with. In our culture, these aren't the gifts we typically think of. Usually when someone gives us a gift, it is something that is meant to make us, and usually us alone, happy. Think of the gifts that we typically give to people. Toys, clothing, gift cards, things for them to use for themselves and to bring themselves some joy. Those are examples of some good gifts, but in our culture, not all gifts are created equal. There are times when we consider something a bad gift. If I were to buy my wife a vacuum cleaner for Mother's Day, people might say that's a bad gift. Why? Because it probably won't bring her much happiness when she uses it, and we typically don't give gifts to people that come with work attached to them. Interestingly enough, though, as we hear in our reading from 1 Corinthians today, the gifts that we receive from the Holy Spirit are more like the gift of a vacuum and less like the gift of toys or gift cards. Because Paul writes, now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of services, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. The gifts we are given by the Holy Spirit are not meant solely for our personal benefit and enjoyment, but they're meant to be used for God's common good. It's like the gift of the vacuum cleaner, something that may bring us a little bit of happiness, but it is primarily used for the common good of everyone who lives or works in that freshly vacuumed area. As we also talked about last week, part of baptism is also the joining of a community of believers. And when we utilize these gifts and talents we are given in the midst of the larger community, the impact of the common good is increased exponentially. It can be seen in the example of some of the ministries that happen here at Resurrection. Let's use our recent volunteering at Family Promise as our example. If one person had a heart for helping families who are experiencing homelessness, my guess is that they wouldn't be very effective. They might be able to provide a meal or two, maybe get the family a motel room for a night. And while it would help that family for a short time, it wouldn't be a sustainable model. But when we rallied together to help Family Promise in December, many volunteers gave a portion of their time or resources to help the common good. Some people made meals. Some people played games with the families. Some people purchased groceries. Some people donated funds. Some people stayed overnight at the facility. But it was only when all of those gifts were combined over the course of 7 days that we were able to pour the love of Christ into their lives, of those who were there as part of that Family Promise program. Some people say, well, I can't cook, or I don't have extra funds to donate. Well, that's okay. For them, there was a way to contribute their time. And for those whose lives are booked every second of every day, they may not be able to stay overnight. That's okay. It's a way for them to maybe prepare a meal in advance or buy some groceries for the week. And it's when multiple churches from all across Warren County contribute whatever gifts they can, all of a sudden, there are 6 families in our community who are experiencing homelessness who are now able to have a place to call home, a place to restore dignity. A place that shows them that people care about them even if they don't know them personally. Family Promise is just one example. There are countless other examples in the life of the church. Community meals, working at the Lebanon food pantry, volunteering in worship, making quilts, making food for potlucks, fixing things around the church, helping with the memorial garden, teaching Sunday school, baking communion bread, visiting a homebound congregation member, serving on a committee, praying for people on the prayer list, and so much more. Every ministry of the church is dependent on the people of God sharing their gifts for the common good of not only the worshiping community, but the world around us. Our reading from 1 Corinthians shares some specific spiritual gifts: utterance of wisdom, utterance of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, miracles, prophecy, speaking in tongues, interpretation of tongues. But not everyone will experience all of these gifts, and some of us may not experience any of them. That's not an extensive list. Each of us are given our own unique gifts and passions that we can use for the common good. Have you ever thought about what some of the gifts and passions are that God has given you? How might you use them for the common good, either here at church or in the world around us? Now, I would be remiss if I didn't touch on some of the pitfalls or fears of using your gifts within the congregation. Sometimes people get worried that if they volunteer to do something, they'll be obligated to do it for the rest of their lives. Have you ever felt that way? Sometimes, once people are serving in some way, they feel like they can't step away because no one else will pick up the work and the ministry will fizzle out. Have you ever felt that way before? Well, here comes the grace, the good news in this message. Just because God has given you a gift or a passion for something does not mean that you are obligated to serve in that way forever. There are times when the ministry work we are doing feels more like an obligation than a way to serve God in the common good. And when those times come about, it's okay to step away for a while. There's a good chance that when you step away and that opening in ministry becomes available, someone else will see that opportunity and step up to fill that gap. But when we let go of those things, we really have to let go. We have to let the next person that steps in share their gifts in the way that they were called to share them, even if it isn't the same way that it's always been done. As long as God and the common good are being served, the ways that we might serve in certain ministries may differ. But God calls each of us to a certain way of using our gifts, in a certain place, at a certain time. Rarely is it forever in the same place or the same ministry role. Sometimes the Holy Spirit nudges us into different things. Studies have shown that when we're doing something to help someone else, it has a positive effect on our mental and physical health. We don't serve just for that reason, but it is an added benefit. But we serve God in the common good because we have been freed to do so. God has shown us in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus that God loves us, God forgives us, and God will never abandon us. And because we don't have to earn God's love or our eternal salvation, we are freed to help God in the work of making heaven on earth a glimpse of our reality now. We serve God in the common good so that we can die to our selfishness daily and see how, for when we care for others and their well-being, it makes the world a better place for everyone. Contrary to popular belief, God does not mean for our life to be a series of competitions. It's a cooperative team event. How have you been served by the gifts of others working towards the common good? What gifts, talents, and passions has God given you? How can you use them to help the common good here at RLC or in the world around us? What are some things that the Holy Spirit may be nudging you to take a break from? What are some new things that you are interested in exploring? Is the Spirit calling you to a new way of serving or to stretch your idea of what service may look like? In the days ahead, I encourage you to listen for that nudge of the Holy Spirit and to step boldly into new ways of serving and see how the Holy Spirit will use you for the good and flourishing of all humanity. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.